This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph. HaPeah nitenes b'mechubah l'karka. Peah must be left attached to the ground for the poor to harvest themselves. B'dolis uvedekel, bal habayis meyrid u'mechalek lo'aniyim. For palm trees and grapes grown on raised vines, which are dangerous for the poor to climb and to harvest, the owner must bring down the fruit and distribute it to the poor. Reb Shimon Omer, Af b'chalike egoizim, Reb Shimon said that the same is true of smoothed, trunked nut trees, which are difficult to climb. Afilu tishim v'tisha oimrim l'chalik v'echad oimer l'voiz l'zeh shemiyin sh'omar kahalocha. For all other types of produce, even if 99 poor people ask for it to be distributed, and only one poor person asks for it to be left for him to harvest himself, the owner must listen to the one who said according to halacha. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Bedolis uvedekel einekein, afilu tishim v'tisha oimrim levois ve'echad oimer l'chalek l'zeh shoymien sh'omar kahalacha. For palm trees and raised vines, even if 99 ask for the fruit to be left for them to harvest themselves, and only one asks for the fruit to be taken down and distributed, the owner must listen to the one who said according to halacha. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Natal miksas peah uzrok al hashar, ein loy baklum. If a poor person harvested some of the produce and then threw what he had harvested onto the rest as if to claim it for himself, he loses even that which he already took as a penalty. He gets kenas. Nafal loy aleha uveiras talisoy aleha ma'avirin oisei heimenu. If he leaped into the place where all the food was, or threw his garment over it, his garment is removed from it and the produce is not his, since he did not actually take hold of it. So it's not his. V'chein b'leket, v'chein b'oimer hashikcha. The same is true of leked, which is fallen grains, and forgotten sheaves, which are also left for the poor. They have the same halachas. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Peah ein kaitzrin oisa b'magalois, v'ein oikrin oisa b'kardumais, k'dei shelo yaku ish es re'ehu. Poor people may not harvest peah using sickles or uproot it using picks because we're concerned they may accidentally hurt one another. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei, Sholosh Aboyos Bayoim, Bashachar Uvachatzois, Uva Mincha. Three times each day, the owner appears in his field to allow the poor to take their peah. In the early morning, for mothers to come while their children sleep. At noon, for children to come after they wake up. And in the afternoon, for the old people to come when it is less crowded so they will not get hurt. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Lo Amru Elekadei Shelo Yif Chaisu. Rabbi Gamliel said that this is the minimum amount of times. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Amru Elekadei Shelo Yosifu. Rabbi Kiva said that it is the maximum. Shel Beis Namer Hayimalakdin Al Hachevel V'Naisnin Peya Mikol Oimon V'Oimon. The Namir family would take a rope, harvest along the length of the rope, leave Peya, and then start again, leaving Peya each time at the end of the rope. And that is the end of Mishneh Hay. Masechtas Peya, Perek Dalid, Mishneh Vav. Nachri shekotzer es sodeu, va'achakach nizgayer, potem min ha-leket u'min ha-shikcha u'min ha-peya. If a guy harvests his field and then he became a yid, he converted, he is exempt from leket, shikcha, and peya. Rabbi Yehuda machayev b'shikcha, shein ha-shikcha ele b'shas ho'imor. Rabbi Yehuda obligates him in shikcha, which is left when the sheaves are gathered into piles, at which point he was already Jewish. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that's when he would be chayev, and that's the end of Mishneh Vav. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Zayin. Hikdish kama upoda kama chayev. If the owner sanctified his grains to the Beis HaMikdash while they were still standing, and then redeemed them while they were still standing, they are obligated in the gifts to the poor. Amarin upada amarin chayev. If he sanctified them after they were harvested and tied into sheaves, and then redeem them, they are also obligated. Kama upada amarin petura shebishas chayvasa haisa petura. If he sanctified them while they were standing, then he harvested them and tied them into sheaves, and then redeemed them, they are exempt. Since at the moment of obligation, when they had the chiyuv, when they were being harvested, they belonged to the Beis HaMikdash and were therefore potter. And that is the end of Mishneh Zayin. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Ches. Kayetze bai, hamakdish peiroisav, ad shelo ba l'oinas ha-maisus, uv don chayovin. Similarly, if he sanctified his food, his produce, before it was ready to be tithed, before the miser was ready to be taken from it, and then redeemed it, it is obligated in tithing it. It is obligated, it's chayiv, to take in miser from it. Mishebo la'oinas ha-maisreis upadon chayovin. If he sanctified it after it was ready to be tithed and then redeemed it, it is obligated. Hik tishan atzalu nigmaru ugmorin hagizbor va'achakach pedon peturin shebishas chayvason haya peturin. If he sanctified it before it was ready and then it was completed by the gizbor, the one in charge, the manager of the Beis HaMikdash, the custodian of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he redeemed it, it is exempt from Maiser, since at the moment of obligation, at the moment of Chiyuv, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the end of Mishneh Ches. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Tes. Mi shelokat es ha-peah, va'omar harizu l'ish ploini ani, Reb Eliezer Omer Zachaloi. If a rich person took paya on behalf of a particular poor person, Reb Eliezer said that it belongs to that poor person. V'chachamim Omerim Yitnenu La'ani Shenimsa Rishon. The Chachamim argue that he has no right to do so and must give it instead to the first poor person he meets. Haleket v'hashikcho v'hapeya shel nachri chayev b'mayisrais ela imkein hifker. Leket, shikcha, and peya are normally pater from maiser, their hefker. The leket, shikcha, and peya left by a goy are obligated in taking maisa from it, since he is a potter from these mitzvahs. There's no significance to his leaving them for the poor. Unless he renders them hefker for all, then once it's hefker, then it's potter from maisa. Otherwise, the fact that it belongs to the guy would still make it chayiv in maisa. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Eize hu leket. What is considered leket, which is the fallen produce that must be left for the poor? Hanoisher b'shas haketzira. That which falls during harvest. Kotzar melo yodai, tolash melo kumtzai, Hiko koitz v'nafo miyadoi la'oretz, harehu shel bal habayis. If the owner harvests a handful of grains, or he plucks a handful of fruit, and then cuts his hand on a thorn and it falls to the ground, he may keep it. It need not be left for the poor, because something external caused that forced him to drop it from his hand, and therefore he does not have to leave it for the poor. Toich hayad v'toich hamagel lo aniyim. If he grabs produce in his hand or cuts it with the front of his sickle and it falls to the ground, it must be left for the poor. Achar hayad v'achar hamagel lebal habayis. If he knocks it down with the back of his hand or the back of his sickle, he may take it for himself. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagel Rabbi Shmuel oimer lo aniyim Rabbi Kiva oimer lebal habayis. If he knocks it down with the top of his hand or the top of his sickle, Rabbi Shmuel said that it must be left for the poor. Rabbi Kiva said that the owner may keep it. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Chayrei hanemolim shebetoich hakoma harihein shel bal habayis. Grains found in ant holes among the standing grains, which have not yet been harvested, belong to the owner. Shela acher hakoitzrim hu elyoinim lo aniyim v'hatachtoinim shel bal habayis. In areas that have already been harvested, then the top grains, which are most recent, belong to the poor, since the ants might have taken them from the fallen stalks. But the bottom grains, which were probably there from before the harvest, those belong to the owner. Remeir Oimer Hakol Lo Aniyim Shesafik Leket Leket. Remeir said that it all belongs to the poor, since when there is any doubt of something being leket, it goes to the poor. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.